Hello, beautiful people. I hope that y'all are having an awesome day today. I just wanted to come on here with a very short word. I just felt such an urgency to share, and it had been actually stirring within my spirit for a couple of days, but the word is recompense. And recompense means to compensate, to pay back, to make amends, you know, to reimburse. And I just want you to get that deep within your spirit because, you know, it's just truly been stirring within me. And I just want to tell you right now, wherever you are, whatever the enemy has broken, whatever he has tried to steal, whatever he's tried to mess with or tear up, the recompense of God is going to collide with him, and it's going to collide with him fiercely on your behalf. You continue to stand, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Because the recompense of God, it is coming for his children. He has not forgotten us. You know, this morning, I wake up to a blanket of white, snow everywhere, and you know, as I began to look at that, the Lord began to show me in a very, you know, very quick vision, a desert. And we all know that a desert is a very dry, it's a very barren place. And it was like a blanket of snow was covering a desert. You know, in those dry and barren places, he is breaking off the weariness and bringing to you a time of refreshing. And that's what I could see in this very short vision. You know, the desert is a dry, it's a barren place, but the snow, once it falls upon the earth, it refreshes it. You know, it brings water, it brings, you know, the nourishment needed for the earth to spring up new things. And that is what he wants his children to know, is that time of refreshing, that time of strength is coming forth, that time of recompense is upon us. He has not forgotten us. He's not forsaken us. He is our mighty commander-in-chief in every single thing that we do, and he has given us the marching orders to keep the fires on our altars ever burning and to not lay down on this battlefield. And I want to share with you real quick the scripture, like I said, that gets me so stirred up. The recompense of God colliding fiercely with the enemy, making him repay and then some, making him reimburse you for the trouble that you have caused. Double for your trouble, I always say. And right now, Isaiah 35:4, say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come and save you, whatever it is that's trying to hold you. I say, Lord, break every chain. Whatever it is that the enemy has tried to break, Lord, I say, make amends. Lord, mend it back together. And whatever he's tried to steal, may he have to reimburse you triple what he tried to take from you. Because the Lord thy God, he is your deliverer, and he is always always right on time. And I am believing that this recompense, it's not only for the things that we are waiting for, the things that we are seeking for, but I believe there is a recompense upon this nation. Lord, you bring forth that justice fiercely. Hallelujah. Not only upon our lives, but upon this great nation. Hallelujah. Get that within your spirit. Recompense. Hallelujah, to repay, to reimburse. And that's exactly what the enemy of our souls needs to be doing. This weariness is breaking off right now, and let the refreshing begin to spring up within you. Hallelujah, get that second wind of the Spirit, because that's what I hear across the wind of his Spirit right now, is that precious name, Jesus, Jesus. And you begin to call upon that name, and things begin to shift. Things begin to move. Hallelujah. And things begin to turn around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just pray that you get that so deeply within your spirit. Recompense. Because that's the time. That's the season that we are in. Let not yourself get weary, because if God be for us, then who in the world can be against us? He is our provider. He is our healer. He is everything. And you know, that's another thing I want to share before I conclude this message. The Lord just brought it back to my remembrance. You know, during all of this unrest right now and all of this chaos, and I've seen it in a lot of Christian people that I'm connected to. And the Lord just, he caused it to be a burden upon my spirit. It really burdened me because the way that they speak, it's almost like they are idolizing other things, whether it be political figures or whatever. That's where their eyes are. And I just want to say, get your eyes off the idols and get it on Jesus, because that is where our focus needs to remain. Do not idolize anybody or anything in this world, because Jesus is the only one you need to get your eyes fixed up on in every season of our lives, and especially in this season. And I just felt such a push to release that as well, because I feel that so strongly. And, you know, sometimes we can begin to idolize things without even realizing it. And I just want to release that right now. Just get your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And, you know, we've got those marching orders, so keep that fire upon your altar ever burning and continue to stand therefore. And know that the day of recompense for you is coming. It is he has marked the date for it. And I just wanted to release that over the body of Christ. I just wanted to release this word. Like I said, it was just like a fire within me, because the enemy cannot mess with what is yours anymore. The Lord will make him repay. Hallelujah. And right now I just release a fresh fire over the body of Christ. I just release this recompense, Lord. Just release it all over this nation as you are our deliverer. As we look unto you, the author, the finisher of our faith, we ask you to move in such unprecedented, miraculous ways all over this nation, as we begin to see turnarounds and breakthroughs, as we begin to see a mighty outpouring of his power. Hallelujah. Let it awaken this nation, Father. Awaken his church. And I just want to bless you all. I just wanted to come on here for these few minutes and share with you the Father's heart, and just go forth in his love and in his might and in his power, and be that city set up on a hill whose light cannot be dimmed. God bless each and every one of you. I love you guys.